Welcome to the podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time, a Casdoors production. In this episode, we discuss video monetization, building a SaaS business, and communication. This episode is brought to you by the Casdoors brand podcast. Podcast is your podcast production team. You know how many business leaders need help communicating their story through audio? That's what we do. Podcast strategy, creation, and distribution for business leaders. This provides opportunities, relationships, and a platform for you and your business. Why do we do this? Because at Podcast, we exist to help you create and share amazing content through podcasts. Learn more by visiting podcast.com. Our guest today is PJ Tay, founder of Uscreen, a video monetization platform. Uscreen gives the ability to build your own Netflix, but it's not limited to entertainment. Uscreen is home to over 5,000 video creators who use the platform to distribute and sell their videos online. You can learn more about Uscreen at uscreen.tv. And with that, let's welcome PJ Tay. You've been building your businesses. You've been doing a lot of different things, and you're probably like me in a lot of ways where you come up with a lot of ideas, and ideas are great. Sometimes they can be a challenge because you don't know what to work on first. But take me back to the time when Uscreen became something in your mind to say, this is something I want to spend some time with. Maybe not the time where you're like ready to go all in with it, but you knew you were onto something when you had this idea for Uscreen.
Awesome. Yeah, great question, Eric. There's a lot I could say about that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, overall, a few things for me, right? I had a previous company, which I sold in 2017. It was a web hosting company, WebNet Hosting. I sold it to Entirely Digital, a Toronto-based corporation that buys, you know, smaller size web hosting companies. So I did that for 14 years. And I started out that when I was about 22, 23 years old. I think it was about 23 or so. So I had that company for 14 years. We hosted a little over 5,000 websites. A lot of them shared small accounts, but we also had good customers like Red Cross. That business started to plateau, and I started very young, and I, you know, got comfortable at certain points. I learned a lot during that company. But long story short, towards 2011, 12, when I was really maturing personally, and I was trying to grow the company and going to multiple conferences and events and all that stuff, I started to see that it really had just been oversaturated, and it was very hard for me to grow with web hosting. You had your GoDaddies, your single hops, your liquid webs, your web.coms, one and all those guys, and I had to be realistic. So I started looking at other options for me, and I knew SaaS was the way to go. And we were already hosting video in Uscreen, right? So because of that aspect, I started to get into hosting more video. So I was like, okay, I'm going to launch a SaaS service around video, because I knew video had a lot of potential. So answering your question now, coming to that topic, is when did I start to see it kind of gaining traction and, hey, there's something here? A few things about that. First, to be honest, I never saw another option. I knew my web hosting business was plateauing and I had to sell and get out. Web hosting has a good resale value. It's a clientele, it's recurring revenue, just like SaaS, and sell it, but it wasn't growing. So I knew that I had to eventually get out. I had to look at another option. So for me, it wasn't like, hey, what options do I have? Will it be Uscreen or not? It was like, I'm going to get this going. I'm going to build the software and I'm going to kick some butt and I'm going to hustle. So that's my mentality going into it. I didn't see it any other way. I was going to beat the competition.
Yeah. You
know? So that's the way I look.
But the seed was planted, it sounded like, back before 2011, when you started paying attention, right, to the different, to video, and started realizing that there was something there. And you just continued to dive into it. You maybe stayed in your bubble a little bit, but you had this idea, you knew it was there. And then, you know, fast forward 2017, and that's when it became that realization was, this is the option. This is the choice. It's very clear to me. But there was this time period before that where you started like thinking about it a lot more. I would imagine like late nights, early mornings, middle of the day, whenever it might be, you're like thinking, this is the direction I'm eventually going to go, while you're still working on web hosting, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. You're definitely right about that. With the train of thought, one thing you said that I like to actually pinpoint is, business is a puzzle, right? You're going to figure it out as you go. What I did is I was like, this is exactly my train of thought. I was like, okay, I got to grow web hosting. What do I do? I'm going to advertise. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. In web hosting, you can tack on other services like shopping carts to your web hosting, and then now you have a different service. Like for ours, we partnered with a company called Miva in San Diego, miva.com, M-I-V-A.com, and we bought bulk licenses from them. We resold them for over 10 years. So we were like, okay, now let's look at other shopping carts. We looked at other shopping carts. We built those partnerships. Some of them brought in a few accounts. Some of them brought zero accounts. But the other thing we did is we went into video. We partnered with a company called Wowza. Wowza is a media server. Okay, you put it on the server, you install it, you package it, and now you have a video hosting server. People can store their videos, do live streaming, do video on demand. I got a few customers from that. That showed me video had potential, but other shopping carts and so that we were doing had potential too. But I knew there was more potential in video because I started to exercise other options of looking at ways and other services that existed with video, streaming, distribution. I saw a lot of expensive services. I didn't see good solutions. Vimeo was one of them. Like Vimeo, not its basic player, but Vimeo on demand, they take a 10% rev share. They're still around.
Sure.
So I was like, okay, now I want to kind of go into video. That's where the seed was planted. I was looking at other options and video stood out to me.
What I like is that you dabbled with it, right? So you were exploring this opportunity while doing what was producing revenue for you, right? But you dabbled in it. You tried other things, just kind of see where that was going to go. You kind of had this inkling. You knew it was going to happen, but you still had to dabble with it. And a lot of the things that you said resonate with me because it's a lot of what I've done is I was in the insurance space, in the insurance brokerage space. And, you know, it was exciting in some of the stuff that we did, but you see the messaging that was out there in the insurance arena and the insurance industry, and it was really boring and dry and dull and just like, where's this industry going? I saw it being stagnant. It's a slow growth industry. In a lot of ways, that's a good thing because it's very consistent or can be consistent. There's upside there too. And there's downside risk, of course. But realizing that there's something else that we can do. And that's where media became a big part. So creating content became this big thing for me to say, well, let me try it out for myself. And then what happened is a couple people started to notice it and say, hey, can you do that for me? And that's where the content marketing is built. And it was just kind of like that. It's totally different industries, of course, totally different, you know, businesses, but the same thing from an entrepreneur to entrepreneur. There's these moments in time when I thought about this stuff and then I dabbled in it in other ways even before that. And then you kind of come to this realization like, no, I want to go full head into this. And then you start pushing, but it doesn't happen overnight. Doesn't mean it can't, it doesn't, but it usually doesn't. And like you said, you said it perfectly, business is a puzzle. And it's really weird because a lot of things, life is a puzzle, right? There's just so many different moving parts. It's actually the second time I've heard that today in the different conversations I've had. So you just saying it here right now, it also resonated with me. But yeah, it's a big deal for you to see that, to dabble with it, to go forward with it, and to then create Uscreen, the video monetization platform. And obviously you hear about it right now. Video's enormous. Media's enormous. But I think what you've done is as I think about this, there's two things that I see of where you can really have significant growth in a business and have a lot of fun doing it, is technology and media. I like to think that at our company, we have great people that are really good with technology, and I can dabble with it as well. But I'm talking about like next level technology where you can create, like you say, the SaaS product, and then the media, which is the content, the video, the podcast that you're on right now. I think those are the things that can work for you while you're doing something else, while you're working on something else, while you're sleeping. So it doesn't mean you don't have to work less. It just means that you can rapidly grow your business by taking advantage of technology and media. And PJ, you've done both. Right? Do you see that? Do you see the same thing that I see, where if you can have technology and media, not only, because right now we're just talking about you and your business, but did you see that as well, of having technology and media was a way to astronomically grow yourself and your business?
Yeah, absolutely. I think technology and media definitely has helped in every way, just even from an educational standpoint of me learning a lot about business itself. Like for example, just looking at the amount of education and content online is crazy. For me, I've been in the tech web hosting game literally when I started my company in 2003. So I was looking at SEO. I was one of the, not first, but I was an early adopter of SEO. We ranked really well for words like e-commerce hosting, Miva hosting, Miva merchant hosting, the shopping cart that I told you about. I adopted that really well. But to be honest, it was a guessing game. There was not a lot of information. Then Rand Fishkin from Moz came, Moz.com,
sure.
Right? The SEO guy, Whiteboard Fridays.
Yep.
And he started pretty much talking about all the different ways to, you know, do SEO and all that stuff. So that was big, very educational. But he was one of the few. Then there was so much, tons of content that was just is being produced the last 3-4 years. It's crazy. So it's very easy to figure out the formula of what's needed for online marketing. Now, there's a lot of fake it till you make it type consultants or new hires that you're going to find in marketing probably more than anything else, right? Like web development, someone can either write code or not code, you know, right away if you can at least see what kind of what they built. But marketing is very hard and it takes time. So the fake it till you make it, you got to be careful, really careful who you hire in that aspect. So everyone says they do a good job in social media and this and that. But long story short, not to veer off that subject, it's the last few years, there's so much education online that it's so easy to figure out what the formula is to succeed and do digital marketing. There's no doubt about that. So if people think it's hard right now, imagine what it was 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
But building good software, building a business online is also very difficult because you're pretty much hiding behind the screen, right? Think about that. You put a URL, you build a nice site, no one knows how big your company is. Are you working from home? Are you not? You don't need to shake hands with anybody. So it's very easy to also kind of fake it till you make it, right? So in that aspect, it's competition. There's a lot of different services, but building an awesome product is number one. That's what I focus on in Uscreen. I focus on two things. Number one is product. I work really hard to build a really good product. I'm paranoid about it. I lose sleep over it. It's number one. I build a really good product and we're humble about it. But if you look at us and our competition, you look at Ooyala, you look at Brightco, you look at all these guys, we're better than all of them. Not kidding. We have a better distribution monetization platform than the biggest name in the games, right? Including Vimeo. But we're humble about that because it's constantly changing, right? And it took us, we've been in the business for since 2014, late 14, we started. So we have over 1,000 paying customers. We have a lot of data. We know what they do, what they need, what information, what pain points they have. So we're constantly building forward. We're paranoid about it in that aspect. The second thing I really focus on is customer service. I want to make sure my customers get set up. I want to make sure they're happy and I want to make sure they're successful. It's three different departments: support, onboarding, success. Three different departments of support exist in Uscreen. We work really hard to get people up and running. It's easier to sell an account, but it's harder to make them succeed. So we're building information and videos that exist right now, but they're really growing to help people succeed based on the formula that they can follow, that 1,000 other customers follow to make a lot of money online, right? So product and service.
Sure. Well, you have all of these thoughts, these leadership thoughts and how to build a business. And, you know, you start, like you said, you started your first company, web hosting back in 2003. But the stuff that you're saying today doesn't just happen. It doesn't just come from a book. This, I can just hear you talking about it. This isn't rehearsed. This is genuine. This is like you said, this keeps you up at night. This is pure passion about the business, but a true understanding of what you do, not a fake it till you make it, like you talked about before. And absolutely on that topic real quick, I mean, the marketing industry is littered with it. I compared a lot of times to the fitness world. Like it's very easy to just put yourself out there and claim to be a fitness expert. But the thing is, it proves itself out over time. If you work with someone long enough, you'll get to know, like, were they genuine? Were they disingenuous? Were they faking it till they make it? You know, all that kind of stuff. But going back on like just your behaviors and what you're doing and what you're building and just, you know, relentless pursuit of what it is that you're trying to do with the products and with the service. Take me back, because you're in DC now, if I'm not mistaken, right? And take me back though, pre-2003, like where is this coming from? Where is this desire to continue to learn, to continue to build something? Is this something you learned at school? Is this family? Like where were you before 2003 that led you to this?
Poverty. No, I'm just kidding. That was a total joke. That was a joke. Okay. So yeah, look, it comes from this. It's actually very simple. Obviously, it comes from actually cultural values, to be honest. I immigrated from Iran when I was 7 here. We were middle class. My parents did an awesome job, but my dad and mom, but primarily my dad probably raised me in a way where he didn't just give me money. Like I didn't have $10 to just go to the theater. Seriously, my brother is the same and he also has a business. So in that case, I valued money for sure and I had to work for it. For that put pressure on me, there's no doubt that I had to pay for my own college, I had to pay for my own car, that definitely made me want to make money. That was rule number one, right? And then my dad also has a small business, which is still around. It's called FutureNet Corp. It's basically a computer service company where they service PCs and stuff like that. And that allowed me to work with my dad as a young age. So first I was a lifeguard, then I worked with him. Then I went to Best Buy and I worked as a PC tech, which is now called Geek Squad. It was a lot smaller then. Yep. Computers were just starting out. Because with my dad, we actually assembled computers. We assembled towers. So right in that, then Dell got really popular and then Mac and stuff like that. But then you would buy a motherboard, put all the screws in, put the processor in. I did all that stuff since I was 12, 13, 14 years old. So I did that, worked at Best Buy. Then I went to CompUSA, which went out of business recently. It was around till like 5 years ago. And then I got my MCSE, Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer. Then I got my CCNA, Cisco Certified Network Associate. And then I worked at different firms, over 20 of them, through consulting firms in the DC metro area. And DC has a lot of jobs around government contracting and nonprofits and all that stuff. So I got a lot of experience jumping around different jobs, 1 month, 2 week, 3 month, 6 month contracts. I even worked in the Pentagon under Department of Defense as a contractor, as a 1099 contractor. I was there for about 4 months. So that gave me a lot of IT experience. I was doing Microsoft and Cisco stuff, right? My brother did freelance web design. And I was 22, 23, and he was like, hey, come host these websites. So I was like, what's web hosting? I don't want to do that. That sounds boring, right? Because yeah. I was making good money. I was making sure. $40, $50, $60 an hour on a 1099 working for this big consultant firm called RHIC, Robert Half International Consult.
Yeah.
They're still around. So they would put me on these different jobs. So I started hosting those sites. He helped me launch a site. I started getting accounts. Everything after that point was natural for me. I was always a good salesperson. I'm good with people. Those basic skills of operation came naturally to me. So in that aspect, I ran with it. I didn't even blink. It wasn't a question. When you're young, you're extremely ambitious. And people that knew me, I'm 38 now. When I was in my high school and early 20s, I was just, firecracker. I was so not ADD, but I was just everywhere. My attention was everywhere, you know? So in that aspect, like it just came to me naturally to run forward. There was no excuses. I got to make money. I got to make this thing happen. So I just ran forward and it was just one after another. There was one other thing I told you early on where I got comfortable. That fire never went out, but I kind of got a little bit, I don't know what I would say, kind of this, like when I was in my late 20s, I was kind of tired. I was not burnt out. I don't really believe in like being burnt out. It's totally possible, but not that I don't believe in it. I've just never had it. But in my late 20s, I was kind of tired of doing the same thing because I never matured to grow the company like we're doing at Uscreen and web hosting. I keep it small. I did the support for 5 years myself. Then I hired one support person. And web hosting, webnet hosting, we max was ever five people, six people. So I never grew the business. So I got tired of checking tickets, doing the same thing every day, every day, every day for five, six, 7 years, right?
Sure.
And then at some point, since I wasn't growing the business and I got a little comfortable for only a period of 1 to 2 years, remember, I showed up every day, Eric. Every day I was in the office. So I kept on top of the business. No one ever got bad business or service. So I was just small in that aspect. Then came what I told you. I was like, okay, it's now time to take off. Let's grow the business. So then I hired a marketer and started putting a team together. And then when I came to market and really started to move, and we gained accounts. We went up in revenue in that 2 year period of time. From the day I said it's time to grow this business, we went in revenue about 30% in about 20 months, which was more growth than we had had the last few years before that.
Yeah.
Then I saw saturation and then I looked at other services. It's honestly fair to say from 31 to 38 now, the last 7 years, I've been 150% running forward, especially the last few years where Uscreen's gaining traction. It's been an awesome journey.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that with us. I mean, it's that immigrant mindset. And I figured you'd have a story like that. And it's funny because I'm not an immigrant, but my grandfather was, and they escaped from Russia. And I just, if you watch or hear the stories that's told about him, for example, and it's just one person, but you know, it's, you come here, they didn't have a lot of money. He didn't have a father that was with him, right? His mom was there and his brother was there and he had to work and he had to struggle and he joined the Navy. He did all these different things, but he didn't stop. He just kept going. and became very successful and became an entrepreneur and built his own business and built relationships. And you said it in its basic terms. And there's a Mitch Long who's in my office. He's a sales rep here on the insurance side of our business, not on the marketing side, but he talks about hard work and showing up. I mean, and you use both of those phrases because it is that basic. Like we can like make fun of it, laugh at it, but it is just the hard work. It's you going after it every single day. It's you showing up every single day. Are you committed to it? Yeah. Like you said, you can get stagnant with it. You can get bored with it. You're like, man, what do? I got to do something different. I got to do something more. And I had those same things that you had going on. And that's when you kind of explore and you're like, I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to stop. And you wake up and you go and get Uscreen and go and build Uscreen and develop that more. But fascinating story, and figured there obviously was a lot of development along the way. But I mean, not only just the hard work, it was all the stuff, the certifications that you had to do with Microsoft and Cisco and the different opportunities, the different companies you had to work for. I'm sure it wasn't all easy to then go and build this thing, but there's a trust there. There's a understanding of what you've been through to build this thing because you've been through it and you want to give this incredible product to people that want to use it and you want to have the great customer service that's there. There's something else that's going on is that, and you said it, that you are a good salesperson. Well, there's obviously, you have great communication skills. I can just by having a conversation with you, I can see that. And that's rare, right? It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's just when someone's really good with coding or technology, a lot of times there's a, you know, it's a misconception. It's not always real, but they're not as good of a communicator. When you can combine those two things, there's something special there. And you obviously have that going on because one of the other things we talked about, technology and media, the other thing is, call it what it is, it's sales. It could be a bad word to somebody, but a lot of everybody's selling something and they might not think they are, but they are. And so, but it could be in a genuine way, you are selling. So you could have the greatest product in the world, but if you can't talk to people about whatever it is you're creating, whatever software you have, you better go find someone that can talk about it, partner with that person, they can go do it. But you've kind of, you've done both, right? So you got the technology, you got the media, I should say three things. You got technology, you got the media, and now you got the sales ability. And not only do you have the sales ability, but I would imagine you could help other people communicate better with whatever it is, whatever message you're trying to get across. But that's the third thing. That's the third leg of the sales, the communication, I should say. That's why marketing is so important. Communication is so important. But talk to me a little bit about like how you're getting this message out there about what Uscreen is. Like, again, you could be super passionate about it. That doesn't mean people understand whatever it is that you're talking about unless you can communicate that message.
Yeah, that's the point, Eric. So you say something about sales, right? You're like, some people could be offended by that, or you're selling, or it's a typical car salesman or something like that.
Sure.
I think it's really important to clear up. Everyone that runs a company needs to be able to sell, and primarily as an owner, I really truly believe that. Yep. There's a book that I read, or it's a course, actually. I think it's on Udacity. It's by Steve Blank. I forgot the name. You could just look it up.
Sure.
So Udacity, Steve Blank. It's about starting your own business. And he basically talks about when you're building a software, the owner needs to get out of the building and talk to customers and sell the product and get feedback, not someone else, right? An owner. So the owner really needs to be able to understand, to communicate the product, because you care. You're speaking to the marketing development team, building the product, the development team. You need to be the one hearing it from the customer, from the horse's mouth. So what's happening? So sales in this aspect for me is simply talking to the customers. It's not selling them something they don't want. We don't have a big sales team. There's three people on our sales team, right? And two of us do the closing. So it's really a matter of building a relationship almost from an account management level, telling them what we have, why we're better, why we're not better, X, Y, and Z. Here's how the migration works. So it's more of an information aspect. We don't have a massive inside sales team where we're doing outreach, hitting people up, and all that stuff. Will we grow into that and absolutely add outreach and inside sales? For sure. There's no doubt about it. But sales is critical. It's simply distribution and communication. It has to happen. So there's nothing wrong with selling your product. You sell it honestly. You set expectations from the start. People respond to that. You build trust with them. People love people in that aspect. They connect with you, especially if you're the owner and you care and you know what you're talking about. That way they become a loyal customer all the time. I actually rarely lose connection with the customers that I speak to initially and I sell them the account. They still know me. They can reach out to me.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when I'm on podcasts, I put my email. I answer my own emails, right?
Yep.
I'm probably going to hire a personal assistant to help me because it's a little bit overwhelming and I want to be responsive. But I respond to people. I respond to customers after the sales process. We're not a big massive company where we can't do that. And I don't think we'll ever be in that aspect, you know, the 600-700 employee company, who knows, but I just don't see it like that.
Well, you're spreading the message. You talking in the world of sales, let's say, in the communication that I was talking about before, it's sharing your story. And then it's being available to talk about it, like you having a conversation here. And it's content, right? All of it's content, all of it's communication. And obviously you're building a product that allows for communications in different ways, right? But if I can create a class and I can put it online and I can monetize that, well, that's a good thing, especially if I have something really valuable to offer and someone else is interested in that. But it all centers around communication. It centers around content. I mean, content is a word. It's tossed around a lot, but it's incredibly important. Obviously, we talked about media and content's a big part of that. And you can touch back on the points that you were making before. So please, you know, bounce around. That's what we like here. But the content being so important to not only you, but for now, we're getting into a little bit about like the people that you work with, the content creators that are coming to Uscreen to use your platform. Why is content so important and what have you seen it do? I mean, you're obviously seeing what it can do for you. You've been on this podcast, like I said, a couple of times already. But what are you seeing it do for other people? But just kind of getting into that word content a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So content's actually, like if you start out and you look at some of our customers, a lot of them have following. Some of them have very small followings. Most of our customers are actually not big. They're individuals or a single influencer or someone who just creates content and wants to monetize it. So it could be fitness. It could be yoga. It could be teaching someone how to do magic or playing cards. It could be someone teaching ESOL or English math, anything like that. We ultimately help you build a video catalog, an online course to monetize that. And then we get it on your own app in the app store for a mobile and TV. Now, that's the average content creator that we work with. But content creation as itself, which is what's getting a lot more popular, is what actually Gary Vaynerchuk says. It's someone like yourself who just goes out there, creates content. It's another medium that allows people to hear and learn about you. Like, for example, me and you would have never run into each other if you didn't have this podcast. So you ultimately start creating, launch a podcast, you interview people, you talk to them, you have a good, genuine conversation. And you and I collaborate and we want to work together and I want to be on your podcast, right? So in that aspect, for me, PJ, he owns and operates Uscreen. I should now create my own content, share my story, talk and tell people how to monetize, distribute video, run a business, do operations, do marketing, tell my story, right? In that aspect, when I do that, that's going to open doors for me for all the people that would have never run into PJ. Unless they were looking for a video monetization platform, right? Mm-hmm. They Googled us, they found us, went through the sales process, somehow ran into me, and then they'd learned about PJ. But in the aspect of backing up and I creating a lot of content to educate people, they're going to find me on Instagram, they're going to find me on YouTube, and they're going to run into me. So content creation absolutely makes a difference. It's a goal of mine. So it's exactly what you're doing, kind of following your footsteps. And it's Gary V says as well, you just kind of basically put yourself out there, tell your story, and that obviously is exposure. So that, to me, is what content creation is as its core, as an individual kind of getting out there. There's obviously content creation. You asked me about marketing. We do a lot of content and distribution and educating people from a content side, especially from a blog standpoint. So that obviously then distributes. People come, they search, they get educated, everything from compressing videos to doing this to learning how to sell your videos and apps and all that good stuff. Then they run into Uscreen. So that's obviously a primary way we market. Then there's SEO, there's social media. It's simply exposure and distribution of content gets people to read and then learn that, oh, that's Uscreen wrote that.
Yes, that's incredibly well said. And there's another thing too, is when they go through that sales process, more and more people, once they learn about the brand, they learn about Uscreen, they dive into, I want to go into the rabbit hole to see what are they about? I want to see the reviews. Have they said anything? What do they stand for? Where are they located? You know, it's like, well, do they have an Instagram profile? Are they on YouTube? Now I can like kind of reverse engineer it. I discovered you on Google, but now I want to dive into the stuff. I can go to Apple Podcasts and search, what podcast have you been on? That's how I did some research on you for today, is I listened to another podcast you were on. So I got to hear your voice. I understood, you know, some of your beliefs. I understood some of the way you've built Uscreen and all that. And it just helps me better understand it. So if we're going to work together or if I'm going to buy your product, I personally like to dive deeper into it. Other people just click the button. That's fine too. And that's where, you know, there's other kind of brandings for that. But it's It's incredibly well said. And yeah, it's that's going back to the thing of media, which is leverage. Now, leverage is a term, and I say this quite a bit, that can be manipulated. You can manipulate some, you know, with leverage. But if it's genuine, and you've used that as well, if it's genuine, if it's a real conversation, well, then it's just doing things the right way. And, you know, if something comes off of it, great, but that doesn't have to be the intent. So then you start getting into this whole thing about like you even showing up on this podcast to say, hey, it's worth my time to talk to Eric for an hour, or it's worth it to create all this video and put it out there and offer a class because I think it's going to pay off in the end. But there's a challenge in there, and that's like the content creator's challenge. It's like, oh my goodness, what am I going to talk about? A lot of business leaders we talk to, one of the main reasons they don't start creating content is they don't want it. They don't know what to talk about. And even if they do know what to talk about, they don't think anyone's going to care to listen. And you know what? They're probably right. Most people don't care. But you know what? There's a lot of people out there. So there's a good thing that that's okay, that even if just 100 people cared or one person cared, that might make all the difference. But getting into all that, there is this challenge of creating content, be it for video or be it for, you know, writing a blog post. I mean, we all see it. We all go through the challenges of building a business. I mean, there's entrepreneurial challenges and all that. But do you see those challenges playing itself out, whether it's through the creatives that you work with that are creating videos for Uscreen?
And yeah, absolutely.
Go for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I mean, like in the aspect of content generation itself, it always kind of wins just because people are consuming content in many different forms, right? Podcasts, blogs, video, right? So in that aspect, it always wins because there's some type of consumption going on, and it's just a matter of you getting in front of that audience, you know. And video is actually a very interesting one because blogs have been around for a while, but now a lot of the content is turning into video. It won't ever replace content, like from in the form of words and blogs itself, but obviously video is huge. That's why YouTube is exploding. There's more followers that have 1 million following. I think there's about 8,000 now that have 1 million or more subscribers on YouTube, and it's like doubling or tripling every year. So that whole video movement is huge. And that's where Uscreen actually came from, is there's a lot of free content, but how can we monetize that? Because I knew eventually people want to make money from their videos, and they did. They started to have issues on AdSense. They're getting demonetized. There's different issues happening with the kids' content, different penalties and all that stuff. So people are going to seek other revenues no matter how well that AdSense pays. They want a single source of income. They don't want a single source of income. They want to diversify. And also they want to own their audience. That following, yes, people are following you. It's just a number. Right. You actually don't know their email and contact information.
That's right. And you can't, you can have an actual relationship with the person. You know, I always talk about there's email lists or there's other lists, and that's good. But who can you get on the phone with right now? Do you have a relationship of something, not maybe on the phone, but can you message with that person? Will they respond back to you? Do you actually have some sort of relationship there? There's a lot more to it. Now, getting into Uscreen a lot, it's interesting. I got a call yesterday from someone we've talked to and worked with, and they're going through this process, and they're a physical trainer, and very, very, very good, like incredible, highly recommended by many people, understands the science behind it. You know, like I said before, physical trainers, it's a tough business in the sense that there's a lot of them out there. So there's a lot of noise out there. How do you cut through the noise? And one of the things he's realizing is that the location that he's in is he only can work with those people, but he realizes he's limiting himself because why can't he work with someone out of state, right? Out of the country, because he got approached by someone and this woman wanted this trainer to work with her mom, but she was in Florida, I believe. And how do you do that? And so we're starting to see that, right? You have Beachbody on demand so you can watch the videos, but there's not a personal relationship you have with that person, perhaps. But more than anything else, I'm hearing you talk about Uscreen, and I immediately think of this physical trainer can create a series of lessons possibly, and you can walk me through this. This is the type of thing that they can build their platform on Uscreen, still do their normal business and do other consultation things or whatever that they're doing and go into offices and make it more conducive to your posture is better and you work out more and you spend 10 minutes walking around. But there's more things I think that they could do and monetize videos through Uscreen. Is that a lot of what you're thinking about, the type of person that would put their content on your site?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's all types of content on Uscreen, most of it being educational, but there's definitely entertainment as well, right? Like kind of Netflix type, competitor type content. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of influencers or personalities or individuals that have businesses of, you know, full-time businesses, gigs, and then they have videos on the side or a passion on the side. There's definitely a lot of that, a lot of online courses for sure. And then there's a lot of individuals, these brands, primarily small, but they definitely get larger as well, that are monetizing videos. So it's kind of spread out, but you can definitely set up your streaming site and distribute your content, make money directly from your audience, as long as you have a way to reach them, right? You have some type of email list, you have a social channel. That just makes it so much easier. There's a lot of companies that start out or individuals and they do well as well, but there's no doubt that if you have a little bit of a following, it makes it easier.
Sure. So Uscreen, and you talked about Vimeo, you've mentioned Netflix. Just, we've talked about it a lot, and I know people can learn about you on your website and other podcasts perhaps that you've been on, but give us a taste of like video monetization, what it is that you're ultimately trying to do with Uscreen, who should be using it, where they can learn more about it, the costs that are involved with it and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the cost is easy. It starts at $99 a month. It's for anyone who wants to sell and distribute videos directly to your audience. So think of yourself as a fitness coach, fitness trainer, a gym, a yoga trainer, anything, as well as anything within fitness, as well as a lot of educational content. You want to teach English, you want to teach a course, you're going to want to teach magic, you want to teach programming, and then entertainment type content works well too. So we have a customer called Films in Norway. It's movies, Norwegian movies for a lot of folks that live in the United States that don't have access to that content. So there's a lot of films and documentaries as well. And you can find the website. It's www.uscreen.tv. That's the letter U and then screen.tv. My email is pj@uscreen.tv. You can reach out to me. I'm happy to chat with you. And yeah, basically the platform is for anyone who has videos that's looking to basically distribute it and sell it directly to your audience.
It's amazing where we are right now with content, with video content, let's say, and all the, you know, you have the streaming wars that are going on as we're recording this with Disney just coming out, Apple Plus, you know, you have Netflix, you have Hulu, ESPN Plus, NBC's got it, you know, and then you go down this path of like, there's these other things that are going on and people are getting tired of the old way of doing it. And they're looking for new ways to, and education's so big. It's self-education. It's like, you can go listen to a podcast and learn. You can go online and learn math. Like I'm just thinking, you said, you know, if you want to teach English, there's these different ways that you can go out and learn this stuff. So it's incredible for that teacher or that person that's really good at teaching math that can go on there and create a class. And so, yeah, they can say, well, they can only make so much money as a teacher, but they can create a whole nother stream of income by doing this. You're giving people this opportunity, which we love to talk about, to create something and to monetize it for all the right reasons. And that's why when you reached out and we started having these conversations, I was like, man, I do want to learn more about what you're doing. We get reached out, we get hit on by a lot of different people, but it was something about what you have going on that's allowing people to come on and it's, hey, it's $99. You're not taking any fees. But even if you were, it's still a platform. Even if there was a shared cost in it, it's still something, like you said, it's a great product. It works and there's incredible service behind it. And there's, oh, by the way, there's this founder who's got this incredible story that you can listen to and he's sharing this type of stuff out there. So I think I commend you on doing what you're doing and having this passion and going 150%, like you said, to build this out. This is very important. I think a lot of people can use this and I can no doubt see clients that we work with or people that we work with that I would encourage to say, check this out. If nothing else, check it out. Make your own decision about it because it's all out there and you can learn about it, but check it out. And I think that's what you're after. And I think you're also after the fact that give us a try. And if it works out, you know what? I think you've given people another opportunity to earn another stream of income by doing something that they really love doing.
Absolutely. They're passionate about it. They want to get the word out. You said it well. That's exactly how it works. And we have a lot of good information on our blog too. So I invite you to definitely check out our blog. Just go to uscreen.tv/blog or just hit blog directly on the navigation there. And there's a lot of great useful info.
Well, that's awesome. Well, PJ, I appreciate connecting with you, learning more about you and your business, Uscreen. I would encourage, like I just said, anyone to check it out. Keep doing your thing. I hope we can stay in touch, continue to learn more about what you have going on. But more than anything else, I do appreciate you spending time with us.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much. Eric, I look forward to hearing from anybody listening on this podcast. And it was a great talk. I appreciate your time.
One of the best things about CastSource is having the content platform that gives us the opportunity to chat with amazing people like PJ Tay. and then having the ability to bring the content to you through our podcast platform. If you want to learn more about PJ and Uscreen, you can visit uscreen.tv. If you want to connect with me, you can find me on LinkedIn or contact me on Twitter at Eric_Kaz. Thank you for listening to our KazSource podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time. Until next time, we're out of here.
This episode is brought to you by the KazSource brand Podcast. Podcast is your podcast production team. You know how many business leaders need help communicating their story through audio? That's what we do. Podcast strategy, creation, and distribution for business leaders. This provides opportunities, relationships, and a platform for you and your business. Why do we do this? Because at Podcast, we exist to help you create and share amazing content through podcasts. Learn more by visiting podcast.com.